Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting third. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holloway. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ken Holloway. And now, play ball. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball four. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Maynisch. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Calm goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is hit by the pitch. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk bunts towards the mound. Holloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lyons, and towards Hunfield, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive towards short. Hunfield catches it and throws to first to double up Blue. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaum hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea strikes out. One out. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener bunts for a single. Holloway moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Holloway covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCurdy for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. Manish hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield throws to second for one, and Ward throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Shea moves to second. Two outs. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Barrett goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clancy moves to third. Ward moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lyons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hunfield bunts towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blue. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fothergill tags and moves to third. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 2 in the game. Manish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Manish reaches second base with a double. Fothergill scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manish moves to third. Two outs. Al Wingo pinch hits for Merv Shea. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Bassler now catching. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Holloway covering, for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy moves to second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Ken Holloway. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jess Doyle now pitching. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaum hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.